I have a new cucky boy, and where is he from? Wisconsin, of all places. His name is Woodsman, and what an interesting and great guy. He's got a lot of real-life stories about real-life cuckolding, and I find him fascinating. He has been cuckolded by more than one woman. They were situations that just sort of happened to him. It just turned me on hearing about how these different women he has known have taken control of him and turned him into a real-life cuckold. One of the things that I find most fascinating about this is how insidious it is and how the fact that at first, even though he was mad by these different circumstances, it ended up turning him on and making his dick hard, which I guess is the basis for all cuckold men. So Woodsman confessed that he is a chronic masturbator. Now, for those of you who have been following along with me, you know that I really enjoy chronic masturbators. One, because I get them to masturbate for me. So that's a no-brainer. But I myself have been somewhat of a compulsive masturbator over the years. There were times when I thought to myself, gee, I'm really doing this too much. It would be like a couple times a day. And then, you know, I'd be able to, you know, control it or curtail it depending on what other things were going on in my life. I know there were times when I would masturbate so much and want to masturbate so much, I would say, listen, don't masturbate now if you're going out on a date and you're going to have sex because, you know, that's just going to take the edge off the whole thing. So I would have to stop myself. So basically, I am a chronic masturbator at heart. But in this case, Woodsman, I'm going to help you with your chronic masturbating habit, as we discussed. And what that means is you are not going to come until our next call, which you told me would be on Thursday of this week. So that's only a couple days away. Now, in the meanwhile, you are welcome to listen to all my different podcasts and stroke. There are guided masturbation lessons and cuckold stories, so I think you can be busy stroking and just not coming. I asked Woodsman, now I'd like to know some information about you. How big are you? So he told me he has only a 4-inch clitty. And I said, 4 inches? Ooh. Well, there's no wonder why these girls sort of strayed off and had sex with other guys. But, you know, they still went back to Woodsman, and that's because he is such a great guy. I had him stroking his little cock for me while he told me about some of these girls. Now, one of the girls dumped him for a guy with a big cock. I mean, as we speak, he knows this guy, the new guy, and she apparently dumped Woodsman and went off to be with this new guy. I asked him, how do you know about this guy's dick? And he said that this ex-girlfriend of his told him, made it abundantly clear to him that he had a big cock and he was fucking her. And guess what, everybody? It turned Woodsman on. He also has not had sex in about 5 years. Now, I said, like, what is that all about? He said that he gave up trying, but, you know, between you, me, and the wall, I think he just likes his hand better. He's a stroker boy. A confirmed stroker boy. You know, they used to have confirmed bachelors, but I think, really, now it's confirmed stroker boys. It's a much better term. And he had another girlfriend that also cuckolded him, and she apparently slept around on him a lot. So, you know, this is something, you know, that he's used to. She, in fact, was so turned off by his little dick that she would make him leave clothes on so that he wouldn't dribble all over her. Now, how funny is that? I think he even said that when she saw his little dick, her first words were, "Oh, my." Okay, now, let's get some ground rules here. Your cock is no longer your cock. Your cock is now my cock, and you are going to do as I instruct you. You've already mentioned that you are addicted to me. Well, you are going to be more addicted to me. In fact, you are going to be so addicted to me because when you touch my cock's going to twitch. Oh, and you're going to wish that you were hearing my words because your addiction is going to make your cock hard. Now, there's also no coming until our next session. And remember, you are addicted to Mandy. You are going to be my new play toy, and I am going to have fun with you. You are my new play toy. I am your new addiction. You are addicted to Mandy. Now I own your cock, and it's my cock. You're going to be my good boy. I own and control you. Eventually, I'm going to let you come. And it's going to be worth it. Who owns you? I do. Who are you addicted to? You are addicted to Mandy.